866-660-5759. We are in Fort Worth. Kevin, Mark Davis, you're on 660 AM. The Answer. Hi.
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, MT, my man. How you doing? I'm sorry. My mistake. Kevin in Fort Worth, you are next, but you're going to have a tough act to follow. How you doing, MT?
How you doing?
I am good.
I just wanted to say that between me and you and the listeners out there, I wanted to say that I've had several talk shows, and I've done several talk shows, did your talk show, D Magazine, Texas Monday, Dallas Observer. I go back 60-some years, and what I'm trying to explain to you is that I've seen this play out over and over again. You know what's truly sad about this? Is to see how Jesse Jackson can be so hypocritical and stand there with a son and a daughter-in-law facing jail for stealing money. He gonna lead a march. Then you got Al Sharpton jumping up and down and screaming. You know I had grandchildren wearing hoodies and protesting that I got to talk to, and they talking about what to tell them? Tell them not to be like Trayvon. Tell them not to be smoking weed and getting kicked out of school and only God knows what else with gold teeth and guns. Tell them to get an education so when they get up on the stand and have to stand up and express themselves in public and try to get a job, to be educated and sound like somebody with good sense. Tell them to stop lying, stop cheating, and quit following these civil rights leads. They have a march, then a march, then a meeting, then a march. And I can tell you, I go all the way back to organizing the Black Panthers at Lincoln High School on a Thursday night with John Wiley Price and all of these others. And let me tell you something. This is nothing more than picketing, protesting, and marching for profit. And I do not understand why people can't understand. We need education. We need black men to stand up and take care of the nation.